Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you in meditation. We'll sit together today for 10 minutes and we're going to start very soon. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair, and it is completely fine to sit in a chair to meditate. And if you do, sit with your feet flat on the floor, please. And before we get started, I just want to thank you for your wonderful responses to last week's video where I told you a little bit about how I got on the path. And some of you responded with questions about your own path. How do you know if you're on one? How do you know where it is right for you to go? What are the differences between the various Buddhist lineages and Buddhist centers that may be online or in your town? And I only know about Buddhist things, so I can only really speak to that. But I just want to make a couple of suggestions. If you're interested in deepening your own practice and path through a little bit more study of the principles behind the practice or a little bit more intensive practice, of course, you can always join the Open Heart Project Sangha, which I warmly and deeply invite you to do. You can find information about it on my site. And that's exactly what we do. We study the principles behind the practice, we practice more frequently together, we practice more deeply together, and so on. And if you resonate with moi, it might be a good option for you. But the key thing to look for is that resonance. Who do you resonate with? Those are the breadcrumbs that you should follow. As opposed to reading articles about the different styles of meditation and research projects about which one is better. No matter how long your list of pros and cons that you may draw up about a particular meditation practice or style, whatever you tally is not going to give you the answer. Even if there's a million more pros or a million more cons, that's still not what we're looking for. We're looking for a heart connection to a particular style of teaching, a teacher, teachings. And that is what is most important. So it's really good to start with a teacher. For instance, myself. If you like me, and I like you, so I hope you like me too, or say Pema Chodron, and I'm not trying to compare myself to Pema, however, Pema and I are teachers in the same lineage. So what I'm suggesting is that if you like what I say, or if you like what Pema says, for example, you should follow those breadcrumbs back and ask, well, who is Susan's teacher? Who is Pema's teacher? How can I learn more about that person? Who were their teachers? Where can I go online or offline to actually interact more with people who practice those things? Because each of those steps, who were my teacher, who was his teacher, who was her teacher, and so on, and more interactions with those teachers' teachings, I'm saying teaching a lot, those present the breadcrumbs that we're looking for. Because we're looking for something that makes a bell go off in your head that indicates something like, that is exactly what I needed to know. Or just as good, or even better, I already knew that. Whatever Susan or Pema or whoever just said, actually, I knew that already. I just forgot I knew it, or I didn't know the right words to express it. We're looking for that kind of intimate resonance with a teacher or teachings, in that what they say has a particular kind of reverberation in your own mind. So if you are part of the daily Dharma gathering, which is awesome, every single day a different teacher comes to the Open Heart Project to offer a live teaching in real time for part of the Open Heart Project Sangha. So if you like, for example, Sokuzan, who is a fantastic teacher in the Zen lineage, who many of you love, I know. Well, who was his teacher? Katagiri Roshi and Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. So what did they have to say? Follow those breadcrumbs. If you end up thinking, I love the Dalai Lama, well, that's great. You don't really have to go anywhere from that. But maybe read more from the Dalai Lama. Go to places where they study the Dalai Lama's teachings and keep following little crumbs like that. And eventually you will end up in the place that you are meant to be. It's important and useful to keep too much conceptuality out of it. Often people think, well, I love this teacher and this teachings and the teachings, but I went to that center and the people weren't very nice to me. Or I loved what I read about that teacher, from that teacher, but there's some scandals that I'm not too interested in. Well, scandals that involve abuse and mistreatment of men and or women, you should stay far away from those things. Absolutely. That's my feeling. There are other people who feel different. Not because they are in favor of abuse, but for their own reasons. My advice is don't go there. And however, if you go to a Shambhala center, let's say, which is the lineage I practice in, and you're like, well, I like what the teacher said and I like Susan, but I don't know about these people. Well, ignore that, I would say. What you're looking for is whatever will deepen your own practice. That is more important than anything. There is nothing more important than that. So if you think, well, I love this teacher and I like these teachings, but the people around them are not so nice or seem kind of weird, well, don't discount that. But don't let that be the key factor in your decision, because again, and this is the last thing I want to say on this, what we're looking for is what will enable you to deepen your practice. And I'll just say it again, there is nothing more important than that. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Also from the bottom of my heart, I wish that you will find that path and be completely embraced by it and experience all its many blessings as soon as possible. So without further ado, let's practice. Please begin by acknowledging in some way your own uniqueness. There's a path for me, there's a path for you that may or may not be the same. There's something singular about you and your path. So begin your practice by acknowledging that. There's only one you. At the same time, it's just you, pretty ordinary, the same person you've always been. Connect with him or her, or them. Sit up straight, because in acknowledging your uniqueness, you can proclaim your dignity. No difference. Let your hands rest on your legs, palms down. And let the front body relax a lot. Your belly can soften. And when you feel that you've soften it a little bit more. And imagine that as we sit together, the belly continues to spread and soften and open without you having to pay attention to it. Relax the area around your heart. Feel it soften. Relax your shoulders. The chin is tucked a little bit. The back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed. But the lips and teeth are slightly parted. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose. You are already breathing. Just keep doing that. And the eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot a few feet in front of you, up to 6 feet, whatever is comfortable for you. And in all cases, let the eyes be very soft. Instead of staring at a spot, with holding your eyes steady, see if you can direct your gaze to the middle distance, if that makes sense, and see what that feels like. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. What's happening right now? your breathing. That's kind of it. Feel that. Feel your body breathing. Feel the inhale and the exhale. This is different than noticing the breath. It's simply feeling. The breath comes in and flows out. Your mind continues to make thoughts because that's what it does. And we're not trying to stop thinking or change thinking in any way. I know it feels better to have a peaceful, slowed down mind and not so good to have a speedy, anxious mind, but both are completely fine when it comes to meditation. Instead of trying to get your mind to look or act this way or that, notice what it is doing and let it be so. Most of your mind's activity will come and go, won't really distract you from your breath. But should you notice that you have become fully absorbed in a line of thought where you've forgotten about your breath, no problem. First, notice that you've been thinking and feel the texture of the thought, not the content. Is it speedy? Is it heavy? Is it bubbly, whatever, however you might describe the texture, touch that with your mind. And then say to yourself silently, thinking, and let go. Doesn't matter what the thought is about at all. And then gently bring your attention back to the breath. And begin again. And as you may know, the amount of times that you're able to start over, your allocation of fresh starts in any given meditation session is infinite. Infinite. So you can really relax. And we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you so much for practicing together. And remember to take the next step on your path. Notice what you resonate with, what pulls on your heart, and then take one step closer to that. That's all you have to do, and see what happens next. Thank you.